Hey, hey, welcome to Selling with Sandra. My name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial real estate agent and I've been in the game for over 20 years. So I want to teach you the habits, the tricks, the tools and the hacks to be exceptionally good at selling in whatever field you're in. I'm here to unlock the secrets of successful selling and share the habits that separate the pros from the rookies. So buckle up because we're about to take your sales game to a whole new level. Whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just getting started, you are in the right place to supercharge your sales skills. Let's dive in, folks. Hey, hey, superstar agents and salespeople, welcome to episode 51. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to talk about the power of saying no. Now, saying no to other people means you're saying yes to yourself. You're making space for your business, for your time, for your mind, and for your energy. So it's really important that you stop saying yes to everybody else and start saying no, because you need to say yes to you. In our fast-paced world, the ability to say no is undervalued and it's an underused skill. Most of us find ourselves overwhelmed and stretched so thin, unable to give our best when it truly matters. But you know what? If you say no, you are actually going to allow for space for you. And it's so simple. Now, I've done another podcast about not being a yes man. Now, yes men may sound like nice guys, but they are liars. They are phonies because they're only telling you what you want to hear. Now, this is a little bit different to being a yes man. It's about just learning to say no when the time is right. Look, I'm not saying knock everybody back. I'm not saying don't commit to anything and just be a total recluse, introvert, selfish. Don't do that either. What you need to do is find the balance, and you've got to be able to differentiate between the times when you should say yes and the times when you should say no. Now, if you find you're saying yes and you're overcommitting to everybody and you're finding that you're running out of time and you're really stressed out because you've just told everyone that you'll be there, you've got a problem. You need to start to say to people, look, I would love to help you. I would love to do that, but I have to say no. I can't. Now, why should we say no? Okay, first of all, it prioritizes your business. It gives you time to focus on your business. It actually creates space for you, for your time, so that you can get things done that you need to get done, things that are important. It also frees up your mind. You know, when you say yes to somebody else, whatever they've asked you to do is occupying your mental space, and your mind can become so cluttered with thoughts about tasks and meetings and responsibilities that aren't really your problem. So you've got to say no so that you can pull all that out of your mind and you can focus on what's really important to you. Thirdly, it preserves your energy. Entrepreneurship, sales, small business, your family. It requires an abundance of energy, and saying yes, you're giving a part of yourself away. So it's really important that you don't just see it as, oh, I'm just helping someone out, because it's not. It's a compromise for you. Look, conserving your energy can lead to an increased productivity, higher quality work, and overall a better well-being. So saying yes, you're taking that away from you. Number four, it strengthens your decision-making. Saying no is a powerful decision-making tool. It forces you to evaluate opportunities as they come your way and decide whether they matter or not. And focusing on those things makes you, when things really do count and you have to make a decision, you've already trained yourself to be a good yes or no. So, you know, these things actually make you a better person. It's building another muscle there. Now, a lot of really successful people who are really time poor have someone else saying no for them. So if you go to contact someone, there's often a PA or a secretary or an assistant or somebody that's, you know, vetting through all the requests for their time. And, you know, it's hard to get to that person because they want to conserve their time. They're very careful with their time because we don't have a lot of time. You can't get any more time in the day. We'll get the same amount. So they make sure they're screening out anything that's super important. And you've got to treat yourself like that person, like that VIP, where you are preserving your time and your space around your business so that you can get things done, because they're doing that 100%. So I always say you should act like the future self you want to be. And if you want to be that person who's got someone who's, you know, screening out the people that want to get to you, act like that now. Screen out things that are not going to serve you well. Screen out things that are exhausting you and taking your time. Make yourself priority. Okay, so what are some polite ways to say no to someone? And this is in a business environment. I mean, if someone asks you to do something and they're a friend of yours, you can go, no, I don't think so. Or, you know what, however you normally handle that person. But if they're not used to you saying no, they're going to get quite a rude shock. And maybe they need that, just saying. Anyway, so in a professional context, what are my favorite 7 ways to say no to someone? And I don't use these personally, but I've Googled them and I think these are great. So the first one is, I'm honored that you asked me, but I'm currently focusing on other priorities. So you haven't said what, you're just saying no. Number 2 is, I don't think I can give this the attention it deserves right now. Now, that's a pretty fair one because, you know, if you're not going to have your game on, you're not going to be useful to them anyway. Number 3 is, I'm trying to be more mindful of my time and energy, so I have to decline. I really love that. It kind of says without saying that your time and energy is important to you, and it should be. So do not underestimate your own time and your own energy. Why give it away? It's so, so important. Number 4 is kind of a cheating one. It's like, I'd like to help, but I'm already involved in another project. It's okay, but I don't know. It just sort of sounds like you're palming them off, and maybe you have to. Number 5, I'm working on some personal goals, so I can't take on anything extra right now. Again, love, love, love that. Why? Because it lets the other person know you are prioritizing your goals, your personal goals, and you should have goals and you should be writing them down and you should do what I do and have a notebook in your car. But this is not an episode about writing goals, so I'll move on. So number 6 is, I'm currently not in a position to say yes to new requests. How simple is that? That is awesome. That is probably my favorite. I'm not currently in a position to say yes to new requests. You don't have to explain yourself. They might be curious, but you know what? None of their beeswax, I say. So you're saying, it's being polite, really. It's saying no without being like, ugh, do I have to? And what's worse than saying no is saying yes and regretting it, or saying yes and resenting it the whole time you're doing whatever you've said yes to. That is way worse than saying no. Rip off the Band-Aid, get the no out there. If somebody asks you something and like you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach and you think, I so don't want to do that, say no. Put your big girl pants on or your big boy pants on and say no. Now, if you want to say no to someone and you don't want to be so official, you could make it funny. You could say something like, if I said yes to this, I'd have to clone myself, and trust me, one of me is already a handful, or one of me is already enough. So you can make it funny, but this is from a professional perspective, so you just have to be careful as who you're dealing with. However you say no, just remember being polite and considerate when saying no can help maintain positive relationships and avoid any sort of misunderstandings. It's important to be transparent and honest about your limitations and priorities while also showing gratitude for the fact that they provided you the opportunity and that they actually thought of you. So it's nice to be wanted, right? So let them know that. But it's, you know, don't be that yes man. Don't keep saying yes to absolutely everything and stretching yourself so thin that you snap. No snapping. Not good. Anyway, this is a short one. This is short but sweet. I think I've got my point across, and I hope that next time you get asked to do something that you really cannot commit to, but your go-to is going to be yes, that you pause and you think about it and then you make a decision and build your decision-making muscle by really evaluating whether this is something that you need to take on or whether you need that time and that space for yourself and for your own business and for your own productivity. Don't put it on the line because you want to please someone. they will get over it. No one's going to hold it against you. No one's going to bring it up at your funeral. It'll just pass and they'll ask someone else. So it's really, really simple. They're asking you because you always say yes. So start to say no, and then you'll probably get less of the requests that you know are stretching you thin. That's it. That's a wrap. Anyway, episode 51. My name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial agent. You can find me on LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook under now only commercial and Sandra Carter. My hashtag is Selling with Sandra. So if you Google Selling with Sandra, you'll see all of my stuff, podcasts, blogs, LinkedIn, wherever. And yeah, and that's a wrap. So keep selling hard. Start to say no when you normally say yes and you don't want to, and smash that glass ceiling.